do not appear in Shulchan Aruch. And this is one of the many reasons why people take these halachas lightly. They feel as if the Chavetz Chaim invented the whole thing. The fact that it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch doesn't really prove too much, because the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Avoy Sidbok also don't appear in Shulchan Aruch. This year is Shnas HaShemitah. Hardly anything appears in Shulchan Aruch regarding those of Shemitah. You have a simit about Pruz Malach HaShemish, but the laws of Avodah Sakarka hardly appear at all, even though during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo there were some Jewish farmers. There were very few Jewish farmers, but there were some Jewish farmers. He hardly mentions anything about this. So it doesn't really prove too much. The Shulchan Aruch, it just proves that the Shulchan Aruch is incomplete. The Rambam has every din that appears in the Gemara. Whenever the Rambam leaves something out, so the commentaries discuss how come the Rambam was mashmed a din from the Gemara. Did he forget? Or did he have a reason why he felt we shouldn't accept the Lalaha? But over here, the dinim of Lashon Hara all appear in the Gemara, and the Chafetz Chaim quotes everything from the Gemara. So the psukim are, there's an Iser Lashon Hara, and there's an Iser Rechilas, two different prohibitions. The Iser is both on the one who tells Lashon Hara and the one who listens to Lashon Hara. The Iser of Lashon Hara is based on the Pasuk L'Sis Hashem Ashov, which is a very unclear Pasuk. The Gemara has several levels of interpretation on the Pasuk, and we accept all of the levels of interpretation. L'Sis Hashem Ashov also goes on one who presents his Dintur to the Dayin Shalab Ifnei Chaver. The other Baldin is not there. This is a totally different din, not to talk Lashon Hara. Then the Yisr, Lashon Hara is to say something negative about something else. Say the person is a gangster, the person is not religious, or you say the person is not so smart. He was born like that. It's not even his fault. Or you say the girl is not so pretty. Or you say a little baby, the baby is ugly. Baby is not pretty. It's not the fault of the baby. The baby doesn't have Bechira Chavshus to choose whether he's going to have good looks or bad looks. It's all included in the Yisr of Lashon Hara. So the Yisr Lashon Hara is to say something negative about someone. And the Yisr Rechilas has nothing to do with saying something negative. I go and I tell you that when you were davening for an Amid, so the other guy didn't enjoy the way you davened for an Amid. When you gave a drasha, he didn't enjoy your drasha. He made a comment that he didn't think you were a good speaker, or something like that. So I tell you a negative comment that someone said about you, that's called an Iser Rechilas. So both Lashon Hara and Rechilas, it's Osir, it's an Iser on the one who tells it, and Iser on the one who listens to the Iser. The Chafetz Chaim starts off his Sefer with, before he starts the Dinam of Lashon Hara, so he has how many violations, how many Averas are you in violation of? So he says, what often happens is that all week long people run to work on Shabbos and Shul after davening. They have a lot of time. They're relaxed. So they tell Lashon Hara. So he says, to talk Lashon Hara in Shul is an added Iser. A Migdoshi Tiro, Moira HaMigdosh requires that you should be respectful of the Beis HaMigdosh. That's an added Iser. And in Yiddish, they used to say, Yiddish folklore, they would say that if you don't talk Lashon Hara in the Sukkah, you're not Yotzei, because it has to be Teshuva Kein Taduru. So just like when you sit at home, everybody talks Lashon Hara. So if you don't talk Lashon Hara in the Sukkah, you're not Yotze. So that's why in the Mishnah Berurah he has a line, you're not allowed to diaper a baby in the Sukkah, you're not allowed to leave dirty pots in the Sukkah, Dova Meguna. So he says in Kal Vachomer that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, because he knew that was in Yiddish folklore, that's what the people used to say. If you don't say Lashon Hara, you're not Yotze. So he writes, certainly also to talk Lashon Hara in a Sukkah, because of Chal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah, you're not allowed to do a Dova Meguna. Then the Chavetz Chaim has an added Iser, if because of the Lashon Hara, you make a Machloikis, or you participate in a Machloikis, so that's an added Iser, Liyik Korech Lecha Adosoi. The Gemara says on that Pasuk that whoever is Machsik Memachloikis is over on that Lav. Then the Chavetz Chaim says usually people run to work all week long. On Shabbos they have more time, so then on Shabbos he quotes a passage from the Zohar, where the Zohar says on the Pasuk, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshoseichem V'yoyim HaShabbos, so the Gemara discusses, why was Havara singled out? Havara L'Lav Yotzos, Havara L'Chalak Yotzos. So the Zohar has a new interpretation, new level of interpretation on the Pasuk, that one who is Machzik V'machloikis, Eish HaMachloikis on Shabbos, that's an added Issa. Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshoseichem V'yoyim HaShabbos is an added Issa. All week long, if they make Machloikis, there's one Lav, and on Shabbos, there's an added love of Lasavaro Eish, Eish HaMachlekes. Then if a person joins a whole group of people sitting and talking Lashon Hara together. They're viewing all the people in the neighborhood. They're chazering over everybody's chesreinus. So that's an added iser of the Gemara talks about kat mesapri Lashon Hara, a group of people. So the Chavetz Chaim quotes as a pasuk in the Chumash, l'siya achari rabim l'ro'is. So the Gemara has in Sanhedrin a fancy level interpretation on the pasuk that if you want to give someone the death penalty and you have a split vote in the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin has to be 23 members, and it's a vote of 12 to 11. So if the 12 say pater, so you go basa roiv, even though it's only a roiv of echad. If the 12 say chayv misa, you cannot give einish misa based on a roiv of echad. You have to have a minimum of a roiv of shnayim. You can't have a roiv of shnayim, because it's always an odd number of dayanim in the bezin. You have to have a roiv of shlosha. So you have to have 13 to 10. And the Gemara interprets that that's what he means, l'siach rabim l'ro'os. You can't follow a simple roiv. In order, l'ro'os means to give einish misa. But Chavetz Chaim quotes some rishonim. Some mefarshei hamiknot, mikra, translate the pasuk. You're not allowed to go along with a group of people to do averis. So if one joins the kat mesapri lashon hara, so that's an added issa. People make a lot of mistakes regarding the prohibition of lashon hara. When people are alive, they talk all the lashon hara they want on them. And then after the person dies, then you can't talk lashon hara. He's ready. He's not alive. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote, there's a cherim hakadmonim shelo lahotzi laz al amesim. That's an issa de rabbanon. The issa de raisa of lashon hara is to talk lashon hara against living people. In our Torah, there's no prohibition to talk lashon hara against dead people. Chavetz Chaim understands, and it's only a cherim hakadmonim, but it's a cherim. Okay, it's an issa de rabbon, a cherim hakadmonim. Chavetz Chaim understands that the nature of the iser against talking lashon hara is like an issa mazik. If I'm going to say lashon hara about someone and ruin his marriage, I ruin his parnasa, and no one's going to be mechaben him anymore, then, and no one's going to give him any aliyahs, no one's going to talk to him anymore. So that's mamish an iser. That's for sure is an isa. Lo sanu ish is am isai. I know as dvarim, because to aggravate someone is an isa. I know as dvarim. The pasuk in yesterday said, who says, lo sanu ish is am isai, it goes on, I know as mamin. If you sell or you buy and you charge the wrong amount, that's an isa. I know as mamin. But then the pasuk repeats again, lo sanu ish is am isai. The Gemara says in Hazov that the added pasuk goes on, I know as dvarim. I know as dvarim is considered a very serious aber. So if you cause aggravation to someone, that's an isser of Einoz Dvarim. So if you cause someone to lose his, no one respects him anymore. So that's also an isser of Einoz Dvarim. So the isser of Lashon Hara is not to cause any hezek to anyone, even in a remote fashion. Let's say I'm the kindergarten teacher in the local kindergarten, and I'm walking in the park with my children, and I'm telling one of the other mothers, I have this kid in my class. This kid is so stupid. Kid is only 2 years old or 3 years old. If I say the kid is stupid, so this may possibly ruin a shidduch for him in the future. Kid is going to get married anyway, but he would have had an option, he would have had a possibility of marrying this girl. Maybe it would have been better that he should marry this child from this family. So because I said something negative, I say about a little baby, this baby is ugly looking. So maybe the grandparents won't love them up as much as they would have otherwise. Maybe they won't shower as much love on that child as they would have otherwise given once they hear that the child is ugly, so they may not love it as much. Chavetz Chaim assumes that the Yisr is an Yisr b'dor mahaber, not to cause a hezek. The Pashtus is that we have mitzvah b'dor mahaber, mitzvah sesei, and mitzvah lo sesei. So the mitzvah sesei to give a halvot, to give a gemilas chesed, to do gemilas chasad and megufo, to give tzedakah. So all of the mitzvahs asei shebin al machaveira are based on reciprocity. The Rambam writes, I'm mechuyev to do for you in exchange for which you're mechuyev to do for me. So I'm not mechuyev to do for anochri because anochri is not mechuyev to do back for me. Whenever he's not mechuyev to reciprocate, so I'm not mechuyev to give to him. The Rambam writes about tzedakah, that there are two aspects of the mitzvah of tzedakah. One is that it's a mitzvah shemidonim lachaver, I'm mechuyev to do for them, and they're mechuyev to do back for me. And if it's a nochri, then there's a chiyuv mitam. There are three categories of mitzvahs. There's midonim lachaveroi, There's Ben Adam Lamachim, and then there's Ben Adam Liatzma. A person should maintain his Midas Tovus. We were all created by Tzelem Alekim, and HaKadosh Baruch instructed us for Halachta Bidrochov. He could have instructed the Nachrim also created by Tzelem Alekim, but he didn't tell him that. So the Torah says, V'halachta Bidrochov, not that we should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch to try to become something which we are not, but rather it means to preserve the Tzelem Alekim that we have within us. That's why the next pasuk in Parshas Kisova continues, V'ro kalami ha'aretz, when all the Nachrim, when all the nations of the world will see, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that we have succeeded in preserving our Tzelem Elikim, and they were also created the Tzelem Elikim. So the pasuk concludes, V'yaru Mimeko, they will learn from you how to act with Yerushalayim. V'yaru Mimeko, the Gemara has a whole additional level of interpretation, not lefi pshutom, V'ro kalamos Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, when the Ummah Salam will see that we're wearing tefillin Shal Rosh, V'yaru Mimeko, they will be afraid of us. They won't start up with us. That's why the last Lubavitcher Rebbe had a tefillin campaign. He wanted all the soldiers in the Israeli army to wear tefillin. He wanted everybody to wear tefillin for the protection of the Jewish people. V'yorim Mecca, they should be afraid. But that's not the Pshuto Shal Mikra. So the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the Vilna Goyen, is quoted by his Talmidim and Naderes Elio, that this is what it means. It's a continuation of the previous pasuk that concludes, V'halach v'drachov, should go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means you should preserve the Tzelem Elikim that was instilled within you when you were born. And all the nations of the world will see, but Israel is supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim. That's what the Novi Yeshaya says. And we assume that the Nevi'im didn't come up with new ideas that Moshe Rabbeinu never said. Any new idea that says in Novi, Nevi'im Aksuvim, is rooted in Chumash. So here's what the Pasuk says, Bnei Israel is supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim. We'll see that we have succeeded in preserving our Tzelem Elikim. So part of Tzelem Elikim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'racham Aval Kol Masov. Baruch Shalom has Rachmanis even on the dumb animals, not only on human beings. So the Rambam writes that we're obligated to give tzedakah to other people as a mitzvah bin Adam L'chaveiro. We're mechuyev to do for them in exchange which they're mechuyev to do back for us. And if the person is a Nochri, he's not mechuyev to reciprocate, then we're mechuyev to give tzedakah to the Nochri min HaTorah because V'racham Aval Kol Masov, V'halach Bidrochov. And when the Gemara says that giving tzedakah to the Ovdei Kochavim is only with the Rabbanim Mishum Darkei Shalom, so the Rambam says that's because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. If the Nochrim who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, there are some Nochrim who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Unitarians, so then you're Mechuyiv Min HaTorah. You're not Mechuyiv Min HaTorah as a Bin Adam HaChaver because there's no reciprocity here. They're not Mechuyiv to reciprocate. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matan Sanim, and he quotes all the dinim of tzedakah, you're Mechuyiv Mitam B'Halach Bedrochov. As the pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that V'racham Aval Kol Masav. So that's in the area of mitzvah Shebin Adam HaChavera, the mitzvah Saseh, to do Gemilas Chasodim, and to give a halvot, to be Menachem Aval. Min HaTorah, you're not mechuyev by Nochem, because they're not mechuyev to reciprocate. Sometimes you'll be mechuyev Min HaTorah if he's not an Oibir Abedah Zorah, Mitam V'racham Aval Kol Masav, Mitam V'halach De Bedrochav. But in the Loi Saseh, the Pashto says, let's say, Gezalakum, or Ritzicha, or Goizel Machaveiroi. The Pashto says in the area of Lois Esa, you don't have to have reciprocity. You only mechuyev to go out of your way, bekumve asay, to do a teiva for someone, if he's mechuyev, do back for you. But as far as Lavan is concerned, Lois Esa, the Pashto says the Lavan should all apply, even if the other person is not mechuyev to reciprocate. You're not allowed to do this bad act. The Yamsha Shlaim has such a lashon on the sugya in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara has in several places, especially the end of Bava Kamma, the Gemara has a discussion where the Gez Lakam is in Issa Deraisa, or only in Issa Derabbanon. So he asks, how can Gez Lakam be in Issa Deraisa? The Torah was only given to Bnei Israel. What do you mean the Torah was only given to Bnei Israel? The Rebbe Shlom told us not to steal from anybody. What does he mean? Safani Kasha. So that's what I think the Chacham Tzvi picks this up. He says, yeah, the Torah told us we're not allowed to steal from the Nachrim. Well, what's the time is very strange. The Pashto says that mitzvah seseh shebin ol machavero only apply legabi Yisraelim who are mechuyev to reciprocate. But mitzvah leseseh apply even legabi Nachrim. So even though the Chofetz Chaim keeps on repeating throughout the Sefer, every 10 pages he repeats again that the Yisra Rechilus doesn't apply if I'm telling about a Nochri, you were giving a lecture and the Nochri didn't enjoy your lecture. He made a face. He didn't like what you said, or you gave a presentation or whatever. He published a book and the Nochri didn't like it. So I tell you, the Nochri didn't like it. I'm saying Rechilas about the Nochri. So there it says, Ustelech Rochel Ba'amecho. So the miut is, it doesn't apply to Nochrim. It doesn't apply to one as an Apikoros. If the one about whom I'm telling the Rechilas is as an Apikoros, Apikoros Dina Ka'akam, so the Chavetz Chaim keeps on repeating every 10 pages. There's no Issa Rechilas against the Nochri or against an Apikoros and so on.
Is referring to the Rochel or the one of the Rochel is maligning? In other words, it says, if Rochel Ba'amecho is the Rochel.
The one whom he's maligning. I'm saying that the Nochri made a face when you gave the lecture. He didn't like your lecture. So I'm saying something negative about him.
Well, I'm saying with the syntax imply that the guy is the object, it's not the subject, it's not the Rochel, it's not the one. The one in the nation is the Rochel, not the object. The object of the conversation, the subject of the conversation is the guy. So
right.
The guy is the one being maligned. The guy is not the one maligning. The guy is the one being
correct.
Maligned.
Right.
So, how is that being inferred from the syntax?
That's how the Chofetz Chaim understands. L'seach Rochel bi'amecha. You're not allowed to tell Rechilus about someone bi'amecha. But if you're telling about a Nochri, there's no Issa.
Is that what it means in context?
I think so. I think that's what it means. And then from that pasuk, he understands also that Lashon Hara about a Nochri is also Mutta. Lashon Hara about a Nochri is Mutta. But if the Lashon Hara, I'm going to go tell his wife that he's having an affair with someone else. I'm going to ruin his marriage. I'm going to tell people Lashon Hara about him, so no one's going to want to buy by him. So I'll close down his business. I'll ruin him. So to ruin a person, that's an Issa Mazik. That's an Issa Chayvel Mazik. That you're not allowed to do. I know as Dvarim, that you're not allowed to do. The Chofetz Chaim says that this is a Psadakas Dike Chashash. Because I say the person is stupid, so he may lose a chance at a Shidduch. He may get less covet. People won't be mechabed him as much as they would have otherwise been mechabed him. So this Dakas Dike Issa, this doesn't apply to Nochrim. But if it's an outright act of a real juicy chunk of Lashon Hara that's mamish going to ruin him. So then I would assume the Chofetz Chaim would agree that that's also, even if the one against whom you're telling it is a Nochri. So again, min haTorah, the Iser, people have this attitude. Oh, Kozman, the guy's alive, you can talk all Lashon Hara you want. After he died, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. That's a big mistake. And Shulchan Aruch says that there's a Cherem, the Ramah quotes it in Hilchas Yom Kippur. There's a Cherem HaKadman, Mshalo L'Hotzi Laz Alameisim, that's an Iser, the Rabbanan. But the Issa deraisa of Lashon Hara is only applicable while a person is alive. Because it's really an Issa choivol or mazik, or it's an Issa right now as dvarim, going to cause him aggravation. People, yeah, where do they get this mistake from? This we know all the time. When people are alive, we don't stand up out of respect for them. After the person is dead, then you attend the funeral, so when the Chevi Kaddisha bring in the Aron, everybody stands up. So why do I stand up after he's dead? Kozman, he was alive, I never stood up for him. Why up is after he died? So the Bartanura writes on Mishnah's Bikurim, that when the Mavi Bikurim used to come into Yerushalayim, so it says, all the Balu Yumnas would stand up. Everybody stood up out of respect for Oisei Mitzvah. They're on their way to fulfill a mitzvah. They're bringing Bikurim to Beis HaMikdosh. You have to stand up. And the same thing he says, you don't stand up out of respect for the mace. He says, we didn't stand up while he was alive. Standing up out of respect for the Chevra Kaddisha who are performing a mitzvah. So too, when they bring a baby to the bris, so you stand up not out of respect for the baby. The baby didn't do anything yet. He didn't even have a bris meal yet. Why should he? He's Jewish, even before the bris meal. But why should he stand up out of respect for the baby? There's nothing special. He's standing up out of respect for the people or bringing the baby to have the bris meal performed. So this is a mistake that people have. They think as if there's more of a chi of kovar abrius to dead people than to living people. We learned the Gemara in the second parak in Ksubas, where the Gemara said there's a crossroads and there's a group of people taking an aron to the cemetery to be buried, and there's another group of people going in the opposite direction at the crossroads to celebrate the simcha of a chasen kala. So the Gemara says, and you have to make, there's no red light and green light system. You have to decide who's going to go. So the Gemara says that you postpone the funeral, you let them wait, and then Simchas Chasam Kala goes first. So the Shita Mekubetza says the reason why is because the Pasuk says, Lo Yitamo, and Parsha Samor, Lo Yitamo, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva that it's a mitzvah, not just the Rishus the Kohen is permitted to be mitami to the seven relatives he's obligated to, and that pasuk lo yitama is the mocker for the chiva of kavod abrius. Even if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel that lo yitama is a Rishus, but still that pasuk is the mocker for the institution of kavod abrius, even if it doesn't count as a mitzvah. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva that it does count as a mitzvah. So if the pasuk talks about kavod ameisim, lo yitama is a kavod ameisim, we assume it's kavod chaim or kavod achaim. It's not that we place more emphasis on kavod ameisim. Kavod achaim is other from kavod ameisim. So that's what the Shittim Kubetz says on that Gemara, that the procedure, the group going with the chasen kala, they're going for the purpose of kavod achaim. So that takes precedence. That's doicha. The kavod ameisim. So this is a mistaken attitude that a lot of people have. They think that the lashon hara is only against dead people. Against living people, there's no issa lashon hara. People make a mistake. They think, how can it be a lashon hara? But it's true. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim keeps on emphasizing. If it's not true, so it's an issa haitzoa shemra. That's a mocham adika issa. The issa lashon hara is even if it is true. Where is the pasuk that there's an isa mazik? All of the Rosh Yeshiva, when they start giving shurim above a kama, everybody discusses that on the first daf, that not only do we assume that Adam HaMazik has to pay, but we assume that there's an isa lahazik as well. What is the mocker? So the different sources are suggested. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the source was the pasuk L'samer Adam Reyecho. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes that law, L'samer Adam Reyecho, with two levels of interpretation from the Sifro, from the Toras Kohanim. One is you're not allowed to stand by idly when the other person may lose his life, someone's drowning. The Gemara says someone's drowning in the ocean, you know how to swim, so go save him. Dam Reyach in the sense of domim his life. And then, domim tarti mashma, if there's a flood that's going to destroy someone's field, and you have the ability to prevent the flood from ruining the neighbor's field. So lasamen adam reyach on the moment of reyach. So it's understood that you're not allowed to, l'samer adam reyecho, if you're not allowed to stand by idly when the flood is coming, so certainly included is you're not allowed to do it b'yadayim. Not to be chovel b'chaveira, that's the pasuk of lo yosef pen yosef, even if a person deserves malchus, the pasuk says the shliach bezin is not allowed to give anything extra, more than halacha requires. And then to cause aggravation to anyone is the yisur lo sanu ishes amisai. I know as dvarim is an isa chomer. Yeah, a lot of people have the attitude. I would say the Lashon Hara, I would say it even if the fellow would be here. I would say it in his face. So what's wrong if I say it? Shall I be fun of that? Every people have this attitude based on the Gemara. Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbos tells, each one of the Tanoim says the different Midas Chasidus that they did. So one of them says, Me'olam lo yamarti dover v'chazarti l'achurai. I never said anything about someone else, then turned around over my shoulder to see if the other fellow was there. So what does it mean? It means I would say it even in his presence. So people misunderstand the Gemara to mean, if you say Lashon Hara, not in his presence, but in his presence, he wouldn't say it, then it's an Issa. But if you're so strong about this matter, you would even say the Lashon Hara in his presence, then there's no Issa. So the Chofetz Chaim explains that's not what it means. The Rishonim explain what it means. He's saying something that's Avak Lashon Hara. You're not saying that the guy's a gangster, he's a faker. He's not religious, and he puts on an act as if he is religious. He's saying something that could be interpreted liron, could be interpreted l'taifa. The Gemara gives the example. Someone wants to light a fire in order to cook something in his home. So he wants to know who has a cigarette light, who has a fire. So I say, go to his home. They're cooking all day long. So that could mean they're eating all day long. They don't work for a living. They don't do anything productive. They're just eating all day long. Or could be they have such hachnasas arachim. They always have guests in the house, and they always have. Well, they're very wealthy people, and they have a stove with a pilot light. It could mean different things. That's called avak lashon hara. That depends what intonation do you. If you're rolling your eyes while you say this, and you say the raw, then you say they're always eating all day long. They don't do anything productive. So then it's lashon hara. If you say they always have fire, if you say it in the presence of the person, so you're going to be careful to say it in such a way that it won't have a negative connotation. So that's what the Tana meant. Me'olam lo amarti dover chazarti l'achura. I never said anything to turn over, to look behind me to see if Pliny was listening. I'm always careful to say this kind of a statement, an avak lashon hara statement, in a fashion that would not imply anything negative. But that's not a heter to say lashon hara. I was prepared to say it even if people say Lashon Hara, I'm prepared to say it even in his presence. So the Chofetz Chaim said, you say it in his presence, you add, you're in violation of an additional Issa of Malbim Pnei Chavera Barabim, of Einoaz Dvorim, because you humiliated him. That that doesn't make it that it's mutter. Then the Chofetz Chaim talks a lot about Milsa de Nisamra Bapi Tlosa, the Gemara Cheskes Abatim, has a whole institution of Cheskes Abatim. If a person is not here, a person moved away to Eretz Yisrael, and I move into his house, and I'm living there for 3 years. Then the guy comes back to America and he says, what are you doing in my house? I say, you sold it to me. So I say, show me the document. So in America, the whole story is not shaykh. Everything has to be recorded with the government. But if there's no requirement that it has to be recorded with the government, in the days of the Gemara, it was shaykh, I can sell karka. It doesn't have to be recorded with the government. So if I claim that I bought the house, so the Morikama, the one who can prove that it used to belong to him, Ketaina, where's your shtar? So if he doesn't have the shtar, if it's within the first 3 years that he claims that he bought it and doesn't have a shtar, then it's a raise in his chazaka and the Morikama gets back the karka. But if the machzik can prove that he was living in the karka for 3 years, so then he has a cheskes habatim, and then there's no raise in his chazaka because people don't hold on to shtaris forever. You have to hold on to your tax return for 7 years or something in case the IRS calls you in for an investigation. But the past 7 years, it used to be 10 years, I think, now it's 7 years. They keep on chiseling it down. Whatever, so there's a maximum of 3 years that you have to hold on to the shtaris. So the Gemara there talks about what if the Morikama is Ma'arir. The Morikama lives in Eretz Yisrael, and someone goes and he tells him that there's somebody living in your home. So the Morikama says, the guy's a ganef. That's my house, I never sold it to him. So even though he doesn't say, go back and give him a message, or call him up on the phone and tell him he should get out, he never says that. He just says, he's living in my house, begezel, the house belongs to me. So then the cheskes habatim will only be valid if the machzik stays in the house 3 years after the machor. Whenever you make a machor. So the Gemara says, but what good is the machor? He makes a machor on Eretz Yisrael. How do we assume the word is going to reach the machzik that is going to know to hold on to the shtar another 3 years? You have to hold on to the shtar at least 3 years. So the Gemara says, Chaber, Chaber, Islay, Bechaber, the Chaber, Chaber, Islay. Everybody will know about it. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean everybody will know about it? But it's an Issa Loshon Hara that people should go say that Pliny is stealing the guy's karka. So the Gemara says, how can they say this over? So the Gemara says something about Milsa de Mesamra Bapitlosa Lezbe Mishum Lishna Bisha. That if you said it in the presence of three people, so then it's public knowledge, it is no Issa. So that's what it sounds like in the Gemara, the simple pshat in the Gemara. The only time there's a prohibition of Lashon Hara is if it's not public knowledge. If it's public knowledge, there's no Issa Lashon Hara. And if three people know about it, so that's considered public knowledge. Three people is already rabbim. It's not a tzibur. For a tzibur, you need 10 people. But if you have...
Is there any way to be cool because it's constructive? Wouldn't that Lashon Hara be appropriate because it's constructive?
Okay, that would be the Toelis Lahabo. Right. So the Gemara says that Gemara makes this statement in the context of that discussion about Cheskes Habatim. So that's a big shaila. What does that mean? So the Chofetz Chaim Lemaisa did away with that whole Gemara. So he says he quotes some Rishonim. He likes these Rishonim. He quotes some Rishonim and said Lishtan de Mesabra Bapitlos Elis Bemishum Lishtan Bisha means the same as he said the Pshat in the other Gemara that I would say it even in the presence of the person. It means the Gemara is talking about some avak Lashon Hara. He's not saying the guy's a gangster, he's a faker, and he cheats on his finals, and he doesn't deserve the awards that he got at graduation. He doesn't know anything about anything. He's saying something that could be interpreted l'ra, could be interpreted l'taiva. So if you say it in the presence of three people, so you certainly will be careful not to say it in a negative way. You won't roll your eyes, implying l'ra. And you'll be careful the way you say it, because you know that three people are listening. So if that's the pshat, so then there is no Gemara that says whatever was said in public, whatever is public knowledge, there's no prohibition of Lashon Hara. Then the Chofetz Chaim says, but the Rasham Rishonim learned the Gemara Kibshuto. The simple reading of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Simple reading is whatever is public knowledge, there's no Ish Lashon Hara. So even that, the Chofetz Chaim tones it down. So he says, that's if it's a small little village, a big city like New York, or it's from one city to the other. Like the moshel that I gave, the guys in Eretz Yisrael is making machor about his house in Teaneck or his house in Manhattan or something. So the Chafetz Chaim says, from one city to the other, or it's a big city, from one area to the other area, how, just because three people know in that area, how is that word going to spread to the other area
it's
in the city?
It's a legal case where we discuss in Lashon Hara. It's a legal case where we bring up the question in Lashon Hara.
Okay. So let's say it's real Lashon Hara, though. How does it fit in with the Gemara by the Cheskes Habatim? That's what you're asking. The simple reading in the Gemara sounds like it's real juicy Lashon Hara. And if it's Bapi Plosa...
It's relevant to the legal case. Obviously, it's somehow the Toilet is saying it's a legality.
Right.
And
that's
you,
a problem.
Can you have litigants, you're going to say Lashon Hara, how would you bring somebody to court without saying Lashon Hara? You know what I mean? It's like, how do you bring somebody to bed without saying Lashon Hara?
That's the Toilet. I want to get my money back. Correct. You have no choice. Yeah. If you have a case against the guy. So the Chafetz Chaim says that even if you learn the Gemara Kipshuto, which there are some Rishonim who say like that, so he says that's only if it's a small village. So then it's a public knowledge, all the people know. But if it's a different city or it's a big city, so you can't say just because they know, everybody else will know. A lot of people have the attitude that there's no Issa Loshon. Loshon is only if I tell it to someone else. If I see a person doing an Aveira, I'm supposed to close my eyes. Maybe I should close my eyes. But if I saw it, so what do I want me to do? Erase it from my memory. I know the fact that the person did an Aveira. So a lot of people have the attitude, they come home from work at the end of the day. Then they tell a wife all the trouble they had in shul, who did a stupid thing, and in business, who did a stupid thing, and someone who cheated them in business. They tell Lashon Hara to their wives. What's the heter? Yishtike Gufa. It's like I'm talking to myself. So the Chafetz Chaim emphasized that we don't want to apply Yishtike Gufa over here. That you're not allowed to tell a Lashon Hara to your wife. And it's a very bad thing because I'm aggravated today because someone did an abla to me. Tomorrow someone else is going to do an abla. So no one will do an abla. I'll forget about what happened today. My wife will not forget. She'll remember 50 years later that Pliny did an abla to her husband, and she'll maintain her anger against Pliny, Leolam Voy. The husband will forget about it tomorrow. So it's not a smart thing to tell Lashon Hara to one's wife. People have the attitude that it's only an Issa Lashon Hara if you say the person did something wrong. I say the person is not good looking. I say the baby is ugly, an ugly baby. Baby was born like that. So the Chafetz Chaim emphasized. He thinks that too is an Issa Lashon Hara. All this is included in Lashon Hara. And he thinks that the Gedah HaIssa, the prohibition of the Issa Lashon Hara, is because it may cause a hefset. May cause a hefset in Shiduchim or something. In the future, yeah.
Okay. How could that case be avakirvis? I mean, if you're saying he's on your field, then he shouldn't be there, right? That's, you're saying he's like, ah. I mean,
right.
How could that be, like, the Chafetz Chaim wants to go through showing that it's like, I'm sorry, did I say avakirvis? No, avakirvis. And you're saying he's the guy. Not the guy.
So the question is, I have the right to complain to Zagana if I want him to move off of my field. But the question is, will the word return back to the machzik? Will he find out about it? The fact that I was moicha, that he'll hold on to his shtar another 3 years. We assume the word will go back. Why? Because since I said he's Zagana in the presence of three people, so milsa de misapit bapitlosa, they're allowed to tell it to other people. It's already considered public knowledge. So the simple reading in the Gemara is like that. Whatever is known to three people is public knowledge. And public knowledge, there's no further reason. So then the Chafetz Chaim restricts that. He said, even if you learn like those Rishonim, that's the Poshim Rishonim. If you learn like those Rishonim, that's only if it's a small city. So then, and it's only if the three people in whose presence he told over that the fellows of Ganev are not such great Yirei Shemayim, and they probably will tell over the story. But if they're Yirei Shemayim, they probably will not tell over this story that Pliny is a Ganev. So then it's not a good cheskes. So then it'll be a good cheskes abatim, because the machor that the Morakama made will not reach the ears of the machzik, because the people are not going to tell over the fact that Pliny is a Ganev living in the other guy's home. Then he says also, even when you have a heta to say Lashon Hara, let's say milsa de babet bapitloso, but you have to be telling over the Lashon Hara l'shem shamayim. You have to have a good purpose to tell it over. Stam, because you can't stay, because you hate that person. You want to. I can't stand him for various reasons. I want to say another reason why I don't like him, because he's a ganav. So then I'm not telling over the Lashon Hara, the Shem Shamayim, so that's not mutter. The Chofetz Chaim has this chiddush, he quotes Gemaras like that. When you have a heter to do an iser, so the heter is only if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, if you're not doing l'shem mitzvah. That's when you learn Yavamis, the Gemara has like that. When you do Yibum, so the Yavam is always in violation of Eishes Ach, which is an Isakaris, but Bamaka Mitzvah is Mutter. So what if he marries the Yavama? She wouldn't be good looking, she wouldn't have money, she wouldn't be from a very prestigious family. He would not have been interested in fulfilling the Mitzvah of Yibum. He's only interested in doing Yibum because she's very rich, or because she's very good looking, and because she's from a very prominent family. So then it's a machlokes in the Gemara, and by Ashkenaz, and we assume like Abba Shol, that there's no heter to do the Yibum. That whenever you have a heter to do an Iser, the Iser has to be, you have to do it l'shem mitzvah, you have to do it l'shem shema. If you're doing it for some ulterior motive, then it's not mutter. We discussed the Mishnah in the end of Ksubis says, if the husband and the wife have a dispute, and the husband, either the husband or the wife, one of them wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the other one wants to stay behind, so the one who wants to move to Eretz Yisrael has the correct taina. The one who wants to stay behind is responsible for ruining the marriage. So let's say the wife says she wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. The husband says he doesn't want to. So then the husband has to pay her the ksuba. Right, but she's the one who initiated the divorce. It's her fault that they're getting divorced. She had this bug in her head to go to move to Eretz Yisrael. So we say, no, the husband should really go along. Since the husband doesn't go along, so he made the wrong choice. Well, let's say the husband says he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. The wife wants to stay behind. All the grandchildren, everybody lives in Poland. And she wants to stay with her family. The husband wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the husband has the gerechta taina, even though he's responsible for ruining the marriage. We say that she's responsible. We say the one who refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael is the one who's responsible for ruining the marriage. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. The husband decided, husband was a lo yitzlach. He tried one business, another business, another business. He was never successful in business. So someone said, why don't you, in the 1800s, why don't you move to Eretz Yisrael? You make a living there. So he decided he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael for parnasa purposes, not for the mitzvah. So he tells his wife, I'm going to give you, if you don't come along with me, I'm going to give you a get, and I'm not going to have to pay ksuba. Because it's your fault that you ruined the marriage. So Shlomo Kluger says it doesn't apply there. You have a het to divorce your wife. It's an issa to divorce your wife. Unless you have very sound grounds for divorce. But it's an issa to divorce your wife. Here he wants to divorce his wife. Not l'shem mitzvahs yishav eretz, l'shem parnasa. Because he thinks maybe the parnasa will go better over there. So there's no het for him to divorce his wife there. And if he wants to, then he does have to pay ksuba. Because he's at fault for ruining the marriage in such a situation. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim came up with this chiddush, that even when you have a heter to tell Lashon Hara, let's say the Toelas Labo will give cases soon, even when you have a heter to tell Lashon Hara, because it's a Dovah Mefursam or the Toelas Labo, it has to be that you're telling an over L'Shem Shamayim. If you're telling over the Lashon Hara because you enjoy saying this piece of Lashon Hara, because you don't like that guy, you have some... you're angry at him, so then you don't have any heter. Yeah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim emphasizes a lot. The prohibition of telling Lashon Hara is only when they don't to Elis Labo. People have this attitude, they make a mistake. Someone calls me to ask me about a shidduch, about a girl or a boy from the neighborhood or from the yeshiva, bad information. Ooh, how can you say Lashon Hara? How can you ruin a shidduch? Or someone is asking for a job, someone is applying for a job. I know the guy has sticky fingers. He's a ganef in the past. He ruined someone else's business because he stole all the money. He cleaned out his father-in-law. He went into business with his father and cleaned out all of his father-in-law's money. So now they want to know a recommendation for a different job. So I should tell him, don't take this guy. He's a ganef. He's going to steal all of your money. There's no Issa Lashon Hara there. People have the attitude. You can tell all the Lashon Hara you want because it's not negeah. But when it's negeah to ruin a shidduch, to ruin a parnasa, then you're not allowed to say. The Chofetz Chaim says just the reverse. When it's nageya, you have to protect the innocent person. The girl wants to know about the boy, or the boy wants to know about the girl. The girl is not normal. The boy is not normal. You have to say that they're on tranquilizer pills from the age of five. They're crazy. They're not normal. So this person shouldn't suffer. And they're not going to tell, when they go out on their dates, they're not going to tell the other person that they're on these kind of pills. So then you have to protect the innocent person. The Isser of Lashon Hara is not to cause hezek to someone. But here, not to cause hezek means faker. And not only if they ask me information, do I have to tell them the truth, even if they didn't ask me. But I know the information. I have to call them up. Even though they didn't ask, I have to call them up and tell them, you better watch out because of X, Y, and Z. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim talks a lot about, L'Toelas L'Habba. Much of the Sefer is that you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, that we all know. Much of the Svarim of the Chofetz Chaim are when you're permitted and obligated to tell Lashon Hara. So if someone applies for a job and you know that he's dumb, you know that he's a ganef, he's not trustworthy, so you have to warn the person, even if he doesn't ask. And the same thing for a shidduch, you have to tell him. So the Gemara has different cases of Lashon Hara, L'Toelas L'Habba. So one Gemara, the Gemara talks about Gedalia ben Achikam. People came to warn him that they want to kill him, and he was such a tzaddik, he wasn't even choshish for Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says they were permitted to warn him if they're afraid. That's L'Toelas for the one to whom they're telling the Lashon Hara. I'm telling you, Pliny is planning to kill you, so you better watch out. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be mekabelet to believe it, that it's actually true, but you have to be lemechish mi amiboy. So Gedalia ben Achikam was too much of a tzaddik. He wasn't even choshish. He didn't even try to protect himself. So he was really responsible for his own death. So that's the L'Toelas L'Habba for the Shomea. I'm telling you information, negative information about someone that he's out to be mazik you, that you have to tell. Then the Gemara has an Arvid Psochim. You're permitted to tell Lashon Hara, L'Toelas L'Habba, for the L'Toelas of the one about whom I'm telling Lashon Hara. The administration tells the Rebbe that some of his students never show up in the minyan, or they walk around without a yarmulke, or they're mechal Shabbos. So they tell the Rebbe in the expectation that maybe the Rebbe will be able to speak to the students and have an hashpa on him. So that's the Gemara Narev Psochem. There's no prohibition of Lashon Hara if it's L'Toelas L'Habba for the one about whom you're telling the Lashon Hara. Maybe the Rebbe will have a hashpa. Then Chofetz Chaim says, Lav Davke the Rebbe, if it's Krovim, if you'll tell a father. Let's say a child misbehaves in school, so the menahel of the school calls up the parents and they tell the parents, your child is misbehaving, you have to work on it, you have to work on the child, he should improve, he should act in a normal fashion. Then the Gemara has a din in Ela Megalchen, in Maseches Moed Katan, when the Shliach Bezen delivers a hazmana to someone that he has to attend a dinter, has to show up to a dinter. And he says, go fly kite. I'm not going to go to any din Torah. This a crooked bezin. He's not going to go. So when the Shlech Bezin goes back and he tells the report to the bezin, he has to tell him what the fellow said. Otherwise, the bezin doesn't know how to proceed. I remember once Dr. Belkin used to be the president here. And he always tried to keep tabs on what's going on in the school. He always used to carry on conversations with the secretaries. Secretaries know everything that's going on. Dr. Lamb never spoke to the secretary, so he never knew what was going on. Dr. Belkin always spoke to the secretary, so he always knew it was a much smaller school under Dr. Belkin also, so there wasn't so much to know. So I remember on one occasion, he wanted to hear about a certain person in the administration, and he knew that some of the students had tainus against him. He had a group of smicha students come to him, and I remember the way he gave, I was picked to be one of the group, and he said to the group, you don't have to tell me about Lashon Hara. I learned in Rad and Maida Chofetz Chaim. I know what Lashon Hara is all about. I know the Chaimah Ha'isa of Lashon Hara. But look, I have to run a school here. And I'm the Bezdin, and you guys are the Shliach Bezdin. And he said, the Gemara said, there's no Isa Lashon Hara if the Shliach Bezdin tells the Bezdin what's going on. Because the Bezdin has to know how to function, how to run the business. So he said, we have to tell him. He wants to know exactly about the Pliny, whether Pliny is doing a good job or not. So the students had to tell him the truth. That's L'Toelas L'Habba. Chofetz Chaim writes as another Toelas L'Habba, let's say a person is very aggravated about something. So we have a pasuk, Doga b'lev ish yisichena. It's a pasuk in Mishle. The Gemara quotes it from Ben Sira, but it's approximately the same pasuk in Mishle. So the Gemara has two levels of interpretation. Doga b'lev ish, if a person is aggravated about something, yisichena. What does it mean, yisichena? So one pshat is yisichena milibo, you should dismiss it from your mind. The other pshat is yisichena lacherem. Tell it over to someone else and you get it off of your chest. So which is the correct pshat? Is it yisichenem libe? You should dismiss it from your mind. Yisichenem lacherim. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, he thinks that it's not a machlokes. He says if it's a minor dog, a minor aggravation, so just dismiss it from your mind and forget about it. If it's a major aggravation, then yisichenem lacherim, you have to tell it over to someone else, and by that doing so, be able to get it out of your system. So he said, that's a Tehillas Labo for me. I'm allowed to tell my psychiatrist when I go lay down on the couch, I'm allowed to tell my psychiatrist about what my parents, the way my parents raised me wrong, the way my wife mistreats me, the way my children, whatever, the way my business associates are mean to me. What's the head to the Tehillas Hara? It's Tehillas Labo for me. Not only Tehillas Labo, I can tell Gedalia ben Achikam, someone's planning to kill you, or Tehillas Labo about the Tehillas for the one about whom I'm telling Lashon Hara that they should straighten him out. That's what Moshe Feinstein interpreted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that his wife Sarah left. When she heard about the Nevuah, she's going to have a baby, she left. So this is Lashon Hara. Why did Rabbanu Shalom violate the Issa Lashon Hara? So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is quoted in his drushes as having said, it was Tehillas Labo, that Avraham Avinu was like the Rebbe. You're allowed to tell Lashon Hara to the Rebbe because the Rebbe's going to straighten out the Talmud. So you're allowed to tell to the parents also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in the hope that he would straighten out his wife Sarah. She should believe in the Nevuah. She should believe it. Yeah, the Chavetz Chaim says, let's say the Tehillas Labo, they ask about the Shidduch, or they don't ask about the Shidduch. Let's say they don't ask about the Shidduch. So I don't have to tell them everything. The guy's Mechal Shabbos and he's Baal Eish Sish, and let's say they're very religious people. I'll just tell him he doesn't wash Negel Vasa within Dalar Amos to the bed. If that's enough to ruin the Shidduch, and it's not, I know it's not a good Shidduch for this girl. So if that's enough, so don't tell him the rest of the story. Or you don't have to tell him. Let's say they ask information about, I once had, there was a Mamash HaMishugana student. He never got married. He died already. He never got married. So some girl called up on the phone. She wants to know about Pliny. So what am I going to say? Pliny's a Meshuggah? So yes. What kind of a boy are you looking? What kind of a boy are you looking for? So she gave a description of the boy. So I said, he doesn't fit your description. That's all. Sure. If it's not necessary to tell all the chesrainas, the Chabad Chaim said, if it's enough with one little chesaron, sure. I would just say, I don't think it's for you. Sure.
In the case of the shliach, he has to come back and say that the Pliny said that the basin is a crooked basin. He can just come and say, he didn't want to come. Now he's going to make it.
If he says he does want to come, he may want to go to a different bezin, then he has a gerecht to taina. But if he said it with chutzpah, that all about the dinim are crooked, and he's not going to go to any bezin, only going to go to secular court. So then you have to tell back the bezin what his attitude is. Yeah. Yeah.
So the bezin are going to be war against him.
They should be against him. They should know whom they're dealing with. They have to know whom they're dealing with. To the extent that it's necessary for the Bezin to know whom they're dealing with, so to that extent, he's allowed to tell.
It's remotely necessary. It's like necessary a few steps removed. It's really necessary.
If you think it is necessary. If the Shlir Bezin don't think it's necessary, so he doesn't have to know the whole story. So the Bezin doesn't have to know the whole story. Sometimes a person, Misarev the Din, he wants to go to a different Bezin. But if he says with chutzpah, all about the Din, my crooked, he's not going to go to any Bezin. So then you have to tell the Bezin. He doesn't want to go to any Bezin. Chavetz Chaim points out that the prohibition of Lashon Hara applies even if I don't say b'peh, even if I just I make with my nose or I roll my eyes. That's also an Issa Lashon Hara. Well, someone called me on the phone. He tells me that they asked him about a shidduch, about his next-door neighbor. So he knows his next-door neighbor, the parents are crazy, and the children are all crazy. Mom is not normal. So he was stunned that they asked him on the phone. So he didn't say anything for a few seconds. So the person on the other side of the phone, he was a good friend of the other person who was asking about this fellow's next-door neighbor. So the other person thought maybe there was something wrong with the reception. Maybe the person didn't hear, so he said again, I want to know about your next neighbor, the girl, is she shaykh for my son? So again he didn't say anything, didn't know what to say, because it was all negative. So the other fellow said, I understand already. Okay, so he did his job. He was mukhiv to tell, I don't think it's for your son. I don't think it's for your son. So he did it without saying anything. But if it's not l'tehillas l'habo, then you're not allowed to. That's the case where it was Lotelus Labo. People will have the attitude, if I'm telling Loshonara about myself, and I got myself, I'll tell Me and the other guy, we got drunk on Shabbos, and we were Mechal Shabbos. I'm telling about myself, but I throw him into the story also. So even if it's Agav me, it's still an Issa Lashon Har. Lashon Har about oneself is also awesome. That's the famous story that they tell about the Chafetz Chaim. He was once going by train, and then he was in the same compartment with another Jew, so the other Jew didn't recognize, didn't know who he was. So the other fellow asked, where are you going? He said, he's going to Radin. Oh, he says, you live in Radin? Do you know the holy Tzaddik Ador, the Chafetz Chaim? So he was embarrassed to say that he is the Chafetz Chaim. So he said, yeah, he knows him. So the other fellow said, oh, he's known to be such a holy Tzaddik, he has Ruach HaKodesh, and he's such a big Lamdan. So the Chafetz Chaim felt so uncomfortable, so he was knocking everything down. That is not the way they say. So the other Balabos got angry. He said, you have such a shegit. You're Mabaza the Chafetz Chaim. So he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to say. So when they finally arrived in Radin, so the Chafetz Chaim ran off the train, he ran home. So that night, that fellow davened in the yeshiva, and he saw this man from the train walked up to the front. And he davened by the in the Mizrach van. So he realized this was the Chafetz Chaim. So the Balabos went over to him after Mariv and he asked forgiveness why he was Mavaza him on the train, why he kept on saying Mavaza the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim said, no, it was my own fault. I wrote so many sorm about Lashon Hara and I forgot to write that one is prohibited to say Lashon Hara against oneself as well. That's also awesome. The Pashtus is, we had this year, we learned Ksubas Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So the Mari asked the Kasha, why do you say the Oynish Oysa Batzitza, Oynish Hazadin, as opposed to Mefat, Oynish Hazadin, Veloisi Eliisha, Leuchel, Shalcha, Kol Yomav. So Oynish Hazadin, he has to marry the girl, but if she's an Isha, Sheni Ruyaloi, if she's a Grusha Lekoyan or something like that, or Mamzeres Leisra, then you don't have the mitzvah Veloisi Eliisha. The Mari asked, why not? Why don't you apply the rule of Esa Dechol Oysese? So the Gemara says, no, Esa Dechol Oysese doesn't apply. She would say, I don't want to marry him, so the essay doesn't apply. But the girl didn't say Labina. The girl says, I do want him to marry me. So why don't you say Esa Dechaloy Sese? So the Ramban has a pshat. Taisa doesn't seem to learn like the Ramban. The Ramban has a pshat on the Gemara that Yomala Beinam Yisel Esa Klal is simply a hoichoche that this mitzvah of Loisil Yisha is a mitzvah Shabirar Machaveira. And the klal of Esa Dechaloy Sese doesn't apply if it's a midachin on isur and mikame mamon. He quotes the Ramban comments on the Gemara Bab Metzia Daf Lamed that the essay of Hashabbos Aveda is not doicha the essay isur of Tumas Kohanim because the essay of Hashabbos Aveda is Miran Machaveira, that's called mamona, and the mitzvah shemiran machaveira is not doicha mitzvah sloisesis shemiran lamokim. But that's how the Ramban interprets it. If she would say loibinam isur lesa klal, there wouldn't be an isur at all. So that's what the if you say that there's an Issa Lashon Hara against yourself, what you're saying in effect is that it's really an Issa, it's been Adam Lamakim. If it would have been Adam Machaveir, the person could have been Meichel on himself. So that's Epsa Shaila, the whole premise of the Chofetz Chaim. They say that Rabbi Hutton, Zohan Lavrocha, when he lived in Europe before he moved to America, had this taina against the whole premise of the Chofetz Chaim Sefer. He went to the Chofetz Chaim, he had the taina. Who says that the Issa is an Issa bin Adam Machaveir, that you maybe mafsid him a shidduch, mafsid him a parnasa, mafsid him some kavod. Who says that it's an isa ben olam machaver? The pashtus, he thought the pashtus is they're not allowed to say bad against klal yisrael, so, as if it were an isa ben olam la makom.
One second, maybe if there were to see if it were wrong somebody, it would be the other it wouldn't be lashkar lasharas where it doesn't have klal, it doesn't have etzi, where it has etzi and close to you aggravation, so. It's,
if it caused migration, then for sure it's been al machaver. But let's say it didn't cause.
What the
lashon hara? No, losisa shem hashov. If it causes aggravation, lebesov, then it's lason uishas hamisa. But let's say it didn't cause any aggravation. But then he's only one who told or heard the lashon hara. It was in violation of losisa shem hashov. Chafetz Chaim says, let's say someone wrote me a letter. And the letter has, if you read the letter, you see the guy's a meshugana. And I show the letter to other people. And it's not to Elis Labo, it's not necessary. They're not interested in hiring him, not interested in making a shidduch with him. So that's also an Issa Lashon Hara. He points out there's an Issa Lashon Hara. Remember, I was once speaking in Los Angeles, in Yula. So I was giving a marshal, and I thought for sure no one is going to know who I'm talking about. So I said, this Yekisha girl got engaged to a Svardisha boy. in Teaneck, and somebody there knew who it was. And then I was saying about there was a problem in the shidduch. That was Mamel Shlosh Nar. I didn't realize that people would know. I didn't say who it was, but I gave too much information. I gave enough information that somebody there knew whom I was talking about, and he didn't know about the negative background of the case. So the Chafetz Chaim says that you have to be careful not only not to say the person's name, not to give a description of the person, give a description so someone will probably be able to figure out whom you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Usually we all violate Lashon Hara. And we all say, look, it's Aynes Rachmana Patre. The Gemara says, the Rabban Shalom created us in such a way that we just can't withstand talking Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that Rubam Begezel, Umiyutam Barayis, Vikulam Babak Lashon Hara. Most people violate Gezel, and there's a minority of people that violate the Arayis. And everybody violates Lashon Hara. So everybody violates Lashon Hara. So Ribbono Shel Olam created it in such a way that we just can't control ourselves. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if that would have been true, the Ribbono Shel Olam would not have given us a prohibition of Lashon Hara. The Gemara never said, Kulam B'Lashon Hara. It says, Kulam B'Avak Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara means we're not careful about saying side remarks that could turn out to be Lashon Hara. But outright Lashon Hara, we do have the ability to, it's not Kulam B'Lashon Hara. Not everybody talks Lashon Hara. The people who knew the Chafetz Chaim say he was very talkative. He used to carry on conversations. But he would divert the conversation to when it started to get close to talking about people. So he would divert the conversation to talk about something else. You can't be a sourpuss and not talk. He emphasizes that, let's say a person has a job, and the boss talks Lashon Hara with the workers. So one of the workers is not going to participate. He's going to act like a goody-goody. He's always going to run away. He's always going to say, it's Lashon Hara, not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. So the person may lose his job by acting like such an idiot. So the Chafetz Chaim says, since it's an Issa deraisa, you have to give away Kol Hoin Beisai, not to violate the Issa, even though it's not an Issa bin Adam Lamakam, it's bin Adam Machaveh. He says, you're not allowed to violate the Issa unless there's a suffix Hakonis Nefashis. But just because you're going to lose your job, that's the equivalent of Kol Hoin Beisai. He says, it's not permissible, it's not permitted to talk Lashon Hara. Sometimes if you get stuck, he has a whole hetta. If you get stuck in a situation and you can't walk away, so sometimes he has a hetta based on the Gemara and Psochem that it'll be Iepsha Veloiko Mechaven. If you sit there and you're not really interested in listening to the whole Lashon Hara, and you don't want to participate at all, so sometimes that'll be mutter to sit and listen. Because it's an Issa not only to tell Lashon Hara, it's an Issa to listen to Lashon Hara. So he has that Gemara of Dov Sheini Miskaven is mutter. So if it's a yepsha v'loi kamachavein, then it's muta. Okay, we should all chazed a sefer. It'll have an influence for a couple of days, at least.